I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Camerata Orchestra performs a concert called Eclectic in Carmichael Hall of Bloomington High School South, Sunday afternoon at 3:30. The guest conductor, Bruce Hangen. Our guest is the clarinet soloist and IU faculty member, James Campbell. James, thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure, George.
Delighted to have a chance to talk to you. Now, Bruce Hangen and you actually have a little bit of a history.
We do. We met a number of years ago in a concerto. Actually, it was a jazz concerto. And an orchestra up in Canada commissioned it, and they hired Bruce to conduct, and they hired me to play. And we met and did that concert and got on very well. And then Bruce used to be the assistant conductor of the Boston Pops. And so Bruce invited me to Boston to play with them. So I did it a couple times in Symphony Hall. And we got on very well. And we actually did the same work with Camerata a number of years ago.
Now, you and the Camerata and the Mozart Clarinet Concerto have a bit of history, too.
We do. In fact, the second season of Camerata, I played the Mozart with them. And actually, one of the thrills for me at that time was that Philip Farkas was in the horn section. And boy, to play that piece and then think that he's in the horn section, the legendary horn player, was really quite a thrill.
Camerata really has enjoyed having some wonderful players from the community, people with deep backgrounds in orchestral literature.
Well, I used to say to some of my friends outside of Bloomington, oh, there's this community orchestra in Bloomington, and it happens to have former players of most of the major orchestras in America, and they would always look at me and say, well, who? And I'd say, well, Phil Farkas plays, and you know, all kinds of people used to play in it in the early days, and still do. And it's one of those very Bloomington-type organizations. I don't think you can find something like that anywhere else in America.
Talking a little bit about the Mozart Clarinet Concerto, Mozart, lots of piano concertos, lots of music for violin, but just one clarinet concerto.
Oh, yes, but what a concerto. Oh, it was his last concerto, one of his last works, actually, and some people actually say it's one of his best works. Being a clarinetist, I will say that, and being a clarinetist, I will say it's probably the best work we have in our entire repertoire. And what's amazing is that he wrote it for an early clarinet, five keys. We have all kinds of keys now. It's quite easy for us to play comparatively. And yet, there hasn't been a work written since that's been written as well for the instrument. Mozart just picks all the really nice notes. And so you get kids coming up to play, you know, auditioning for IU, and they come in and they want to play the Mozart. Of course, they love it, and they think Mozart wrote it just for them. We professionals also think that Mozart wrote it just for us. So it's a very, very personal work, and so it's always a thrill to play it, and there's always something to learn from it. It's just one of those amazing, amazing pieces.
And audiences, I think that Mozart wrote it just for them.
Well, I'll tell you, in Canada, in the Mozart year, they had a contest on the CBC radio, and the part of the Mozart work that came out, number one, was the slow movement of the Mozart Clarinet Concerto. And also, after 9/11, here at the university, the chancellor wanted to have a kind of a service so that the students could absorb what had happened. And so they had a kind of an outdoor gathering on the steps of the auditorium. They had a choir singing. They had speeches. And they asked me to play the slow movement of the Mozart Clarinet Concerto with Charles Webb piano. And I must say, playing that at that time for probably 1,000, 1,500 students, all intensely listening and intensely quiet, was really something. And I thought, well, you know, when the chips are really down, our natural instinct is to go to the highest quality and the deepest music we can find. And the slow movement of that concerto, that's what was found.
We've been talking with clarinetist James Campbell. He's the soloist with the Camerata Orchestra for their Sunday, November 15th concert at 3:30 in Carmichael Hall of Bloomington South. The concert's called Eclectic. Bruce Hangen will be the conductor. On the program, music by Kabalevsky, Walter Piston, Richard Strauss, and, of course, Mozart. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.